Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Brust, an epic edition of the Scalzo and Brust family today.
Don't act all like
presented
distraught.
By Bud Light. No, I felt like we were having a legendary show today until Ben Brust was trying to show off all of his knowledge about our new program director in a way of kissing ass indirectly and started using information he heard from somebody else that he didn't even gain himself. He was so snaky on this. He took.
Why are you outing me right now?
Took information about from other
it's gonna
people
be an
to
awkward
act like
trip to the boss's desk next time.
You mean tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Josh is making this seem like it's a daily occurrence.
Oh, his door's been shut quite a bit. He's been in meetings.
You noticed?
I did. 800-990-3776. Ben Brust being called out by
everybody.
A fan. I believe. How old is Jackson?
Middle school.
You didn't even ask him what birthday it was?
Stop, guys. Stop.
You didn't even.
Just stop, please.
You didn't care enough to just be like, Jackson, how old are you?
You didn't even pretend.
I mean, all right, so Ben Brust is at the game on Friday night calling the Bucks. He's Benny Bucks.
It just keeps getting worse. I don't realize how much of an a-hole I am.
Young Jackson calls into the show. He's a fan. He's part of the Scalzo and Brust family. He's like, hey, Ben, anything special you can do? This is a G League game now. The top eight players are sitting out. Ben says, sure, come up, meet me at halftime outside of the radio booth. And Jackson called in and said Ben couldn't even give me 2 minutes before he went to kiss the ass of his boss and just stuck me in the radio booth and took a picture of me, and that was that. Like, he expected an autograph or coming down to the court or a picture or have Bango there or have Melanie there with the Jumbotron or, like, anything, a program, a sandwich, whatever it is. And Ben Brust ends up sticking him in the booth. Just a phenomenal performance, and now we find out that you didn't even have the heart to say, hey, Jackson, how old are you? What's your favorite sport? Who's your favorite? You didn't even ask him who his favorite player was.
Giannis.
No, it's Chris Middleton! He just told us Chris Middleton
no,
on the phone!
He says he's got an autograph from Giannis. He wants one from Chris Middleton.
Got it.
That was what happened.
As much as you guys have nailed everything about the story, that is one thing that is incorrect.
800-990-3776. Let's head on over to the First Midwest Bank Talking text line all the way to the East Coast. To Virginia, we go to Austin. Welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys. I just kind of want to join on the parade here for Ben here. Your performance, Ben, like, reminds me a lot of Frank the Tank from Old School when he gets the kid the bread maker for his birthday, and he's like, yay! And everybody's just looking at him, just sitting there just looking at him in just pure disgust of what he just did.
Give him a sick reference,
though, bro. Your references are out of control. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, pile it on. Pile it on, Austin.
That is a good one.
Thank you,
Austin.
For the call.
He didn't even bother to give him anything. It wasn't even like he re-gifted a gift to young Jackson, the birthday boy. It was literally like, hey, it's your birthday. Do you want to sit in my seat for 2 minutes during halftime?
Sit in my fart-soaked seat that I sit in every day.
The headphones that I haven't wiped off the entire season because they're mine.
This is a two-man show right now. It's DiMaggio Scalzo right now.
Oh, that's the bad breath that's been just going onto that microphone cover that you're talking
about. That's a chicken sandwich that you see all over the mic there.
Happy birthday.
Press 3 months of having the same sandwich every day.
If there's one thing radio is not, it is glamorous. There's no glamour here. It's like when people ask me, hey, Radio Row, like, have you been on Radio Row? And you're like, yeah, if you go to Radio Row at the Super Bowl, you understand how not glamorous.
It's been a hard fall for your boy. I mean, even, you know, I got to take my nieces and nephews when I was on TV to, like, you know, that's a little bit more glamorous, right? Like, and now I'm taking people into radio booths. Yuck. What?
He's the worst, isn't he? He didn't even hear it.
Josh, turn on your mic.
Just does not even hear it.
You think your program director's going to think highly of the way you just described radio?
I mean, honestly, you're looking at it. You did like eight Big Ten Network games on television. You're literally calling basketball games for the world champion NBA team with an all-time great top 10 NBA player. And you're sitting there like,
look what I did for Jackson.
You did, again, take him to the damn court. What did you do for your nieces and nephews?
I brought him to the radio booth.
No, I'm saying it on TV, you're saying.
Oh, they just got to, like, take a picture on, like, where I would sit.
Yeah, they didn't care about that either. Like, that's a lame experience. Going on to the court is a much better experience than either of those.
Touching the hardwood, baby.
All right, well, next kid who's listening who wants something for their birthday, we learn from Jackson's mistakes of not getting a picture on the court.
No, you're getting him an autographed Chris Middleton.
I haven't met Chris yet. I mean, we were on the...
Just ask the damn media team. This is what they do. We're on a radio show in Wisconsin. Everyone here, the entire family, wants to see the Bucks come through for young Jackson.
All right, I'll pull some strings.
See, and that's the thing. You can so easily, because you're constantly kissing ass, it's so easy for you to pull a string.
Okay. Yeah, but he pulls the strings for him.
He doesn't want to use all his favors on someone else.
Jackson? Ungrateful to be in the radio booth, Jackson?
I mean, God, you couldn't pay me to go into that radio. I mean, what are we doing here? It's just nice 100-level seats at the Bucks game. That's what you did. Here's row 34 of section 107 at Fiserv Forum.
With a headset with Chick-fil-A sauce on it.
Yes. In a fart-stained seat. Oh, man. Do you at least hook him up with like a free Eat Street, a little free Eat Street?
You know what? I'll order their meal for them that will deliver safely at their home.
You get them a voucher. They're the official food delivery service of the world champion Scalzo and Brust family. And, of course, the world champion Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, I love Eat Street. I ordered it last night. It is my Sunday night go-to. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean. And that could have been a great gift. You know what? The gift of Eat Street delivered to Jackson's house after the Bucks game would have been better than what I delivered
for him.
10 times. Yeah. I mean, it just would have been, because they connect you with local bars, taverns, and restaurants. You probably got some cake, some candles, you know, something personalized for him from the restaurant versus from me, who gave him absolutely nothing. That's what Eat Street does. It makes birthdays better than I can even give you at a Bucks game. So go download Eat Street app, order your food, and have it delivered right to your door safely. It's the best. Last night, it saved my life because I was tired. Bucks game at noon, didn't want to cook, didn't want to clean, so I ordered Eat Street. And it came, and it was delicious, and it's amazing. Download the app and experience that convenience. Whatever's going on in your life, make sure you make Eat Street a part of your life, because it will make your life so much easier. It's done it for me, it's done it for all of us, and it's going to do for you. Download the Eat Street app today.
800-990-3776. We'll do some 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
To Jason Wilde.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Does Ben use a wrench to hang pictures? No, but he's never used a wrench. That's the honest to God truth.
Never?
That's how we've come to realize Ben has never used a wrench, is that he went right to, I haven't hung pictures on my wall.
I mean, lefty, loosey, righty, tighty. I know that.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
The world's greatest beer. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Quite a show so far today. Started off by Homer of Homer and Tony fame regaling us with tales of the greatest shot in the history of South Bend, Indiana grade school basketball. That epic 1968 matchup of St. Joe's versus Holy Cross, an offensive rebound right to a lanky 5'4 eighth grader named Steve True put it back up with a left hand
over 2 6 footers.
Jump hook. A little small hook shot.
I'm not going to lie. Hook. I feel like he didn't oversell the importance of that game.
Nope. 3,000 people packed into the high school arena, and we celebrated that, but we were quickly brought down in the show by the performance Ben Brust put on with Scalzo and Brust family member Jackson, whose birthday was on Friday. He called you, Ben Brust, to figure out how you could make it special, given that he was going to the Bucks game. The top 8 players in the Bucks game were all sitting. We welcome in now our friend, our teammate here, across the stations every day from 9 to noon on Wilde and Tausch alongside Mark Tauscher. He is Jason Wilde. And Jason, I know you guys heard the call that Jackson made to us on Friday. Ben Brust just sat him in the radio booth for 2 minutes, took a picture of him in the radio booth, which is, mind you, like row 35 in section 107, and then left him to go and talk with his boss, Steve Wexler, because he's Ben. What do you make of all this?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. Because we loved Jackson's call, the initial call. I have not heard the return call today yet.
He's asking for playoff tickets.
So Ben, like, I have to tell you, like, initially, I did think that was pretty bold of Jackson, and I don't know if asking for something in that manner was quite what I was expecting. But once he did, I embraced it, and I really liked it. And then I thought, gosh, what a great job by Ben rising to the occasion, like hitting a big shot like he did throughout his career. Like, what a... God, I'm so proud of Ben.
It's going to take
now,
a hard turn.
Josh was catching me up on what I missed, and I mean, that, I got to be honest, Benny, that's really disappointing. Like, I thought you rose to the occasion, and instead...
You can't use the D word on me like that.
I'm like, that's the only word that works. Like, you were going to be the hero. You were going to save the day when Giannis and Chris and Drew and all of the top 8 in the rotation were sitting out. But Ben Brust was going to save the day for Jackson and his birthday. And you had him sit in your chair?
It's a cool picture.
And you bailed on him to go talk to Wex?
He signs my checks.
I would venture to say even Wex is disappointed in you.
100%. I will. I'm going to text him for comment right now.
Jason, I think this is a moment in time in which I'm going to learn, and I've already offered my services to any Scalzo and Brust family member whose kid is coming to the game.
Well, I got a text from DP, friend of show, said Jackson got the VIP treatment compared to me. I went to a game with my son mid-February and texted Benny Bucks to see if we could meet up and show us something cool, and he ghosted me. Didn't even respond to our guy DP.
All right, Jason, what's going on with the Packers?
Nothing. Nothing's going on with him. It's a great time to talk about you instead.
All right, well, Josh also brought you up to speed about Homer and his, and Greg did as well, about his historic game winner. What is your best...
You're doing your best to change the subject.
What is your best athletic achievement in your career?
I hit a home run at Shoreland Lutheran in high school. That was my first over-the-fence home run. I was very proud of it. I think we lost 13-2, but it was a great time.
So they brought out the pitchers that don't normally pitch, and you got one over the fence, huh?
No! It was off there. I closed my eyes and swung as hard as I could against their best pitcher, and I miraculously made contact. It was later in the game that they brought in the guys that were a little bit deeper in the rotation.
So,
yeah.
real talk. Do I owe Jackson something now?
You don't owe him something, but it'd be...
He didn't owe him anything initially, but like, how old is Jackson? What birthday was this?
Funny you ask, Jason.
Jason,
Ben didn't even bother to ask Jackson how old he was on his birthday. That's how little of a crap he gave.
Yeah, that's not great.
Hearing that chuckle from Jason is not good.
So I don't think
he's 11.
Anything additionally?
No, yeah, he could be 12 or 13. I don't know. I don't know kids' ages nowadays. I guess you could have found out if I just asked.
Yeah.
I look, as a parent to a 12-year-old and an 11-year-old, who it feels like yesterday that they were 3 and 4. But once they get to 11 and 12. And you make a promise, they're not as forgetful about it as they might be when they're 3 or 4. And so, like, you can't hang them like that.
I mean, here's the thing that's good for Ben is now Ben can justify this in himself of he has to do something nice for Jackson for Ben. So, like, by doing something good for Jackson, it's going to save Ben a little bit of face, which means that ultimately I think we'll get it done.
I would agree. Now he needs to kind of redeem himself. And that's great motivation for him.
All right, I'm going to text Jackson's dad on the text line their address. I will get them something really nice for his birthday.
I think more of an experience now at this point would be more.
All right, you sound like Jackson now. Everyone's reaching for the moon now.
And meeting, you know, Dave Kane, I don't think is probably as great as he is. Like Pat Connaughton is an outstanding dude, right? Like, he did a charity radiothon on our air. Like, he joined Tausch and I, and he was great. Like, I can't imagine Pat Connaughton wouldn't be willing to, you know, say, "Hey, Jackson, what's up?" And like, I don't know, rebound for him with a couple of shots underneath the basket. I mean, this is starting to get like that Seinfeld episode where Kramer promises the kid in the hospital 2 home runs by Paul O'Neill.
3 home runs by Paul O'Neill.
Any like the last one's like an inside the parker that has scored a triple and an error. I mean, I think you could, Ben. I believe that you can really come through here. I believe that you can, and if you want some help, I'm happy to spitball ideas with you, but I really believe that you can redeem yourself here.
Do you believe that Goody can come through for the Packers?
Sounds like a great topic to discuss next week. I want to talk more about you.
This is the one day I actually don't want to talk about me.
There's been others, I believe. Yeah, it was an all-around shocking performance, I think, here by Ben. But I think, yeah, get him playoff tickets. Make this a great experience for him. Because I agree, Jason, there's plenty of Bucks that would feel good about doing this. And the Bucks as an organization have done remarkably nice things. They know that there's a load management issue in the NBA. And I'm sure they'd be happy to take care of a kid who wants to celebrate his birthday there.
Yeah, and I've just... you know, for me, I'm a little disappointed too, because we actually did this on our show this morning, and I was so filled with pride that Ben had volunteered to do this for him. Like, I was like, God, I was just so proud to be Ben's teammate and friend. And then for this to take the turn that it has, you know, 5-6 hours later, I just didn't see that coming. I feel blindsided too.
You know, Jason, you know, for all the years you've known me, I got to say that's your fault for putting faith and trust in me.
Almost as bad as you allowing me to make picks for you on things you were going to bet on. And after my beginner's luck, I lost you a bunch of money. So we're even, I guess.
Well, you live and you learn, right? I guess
we both do.
I guess I learned and stopped betting with you. You keep trusting in me, which is this mistake that Josh and Greg make daily.
I will just say this to close, because while it's fun to have a little fun at your expense, and I'm glad you had Homer on earlier because he does the same thing. I know both of you like to have this kind of radio persona, but despite what this episode may indicate about your character, you are definitely one of the good humans. And while I am giving you a hard time today, I have no doubt that this is not indicative of the kind of guy you are. And so
Jackson begs to differ.
No, he will find out soon enough that the true Ben Brust is one hell of a good dude.
I have a official statement from Vice President and Market Manager of Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, Steve Wexler, of which Ben Brust blew off young Jackson on his birthday in order to talk with. I asked him for an official comment. He said, how old was the kid? I said, 11? Ben didn't even ask him, and he simply replied, those were indefensible actions by Ben Brust.
Does that come with consequences?
I don't believe it does.
It's kind of a scary statement.
Thank you, Jason.
Strong. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, Wilde and Tausch, weekdays 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin.
Jackson 13 for the record. I just texted him.
Big 1-3.
Dude, he's a teenager.
Teenage birthday.
Oh my gosh, I suck.
You ruined it.
Well, also, I think Jason did a pretty good job of writing a check your ass can't quite cash.
No, he just said get a hangout day with Pat Connaughton. Pat's a friend of the show. He's been on the show before.
I mean, Max Tauscher was sitting front row.
Were those Greg seats?
Greg Scalzo's?
Yeah, from the competition.
No, but Tausch said because Tausch was able to bring his son, that you and my dad are back on next year.
Perfect.
Look at that.
So Craig hooked Tauscher up.
Tausch and Maxie up with front row seats, and Maxie was like asking all the players for pictures, and Tausch couldn't even make it happen.
I mean, Ben, you work for the damn place. You're the radio guy.
They're getting ready to play. Drew Holiday had his kid there.
I mean, bring Jackson onto the court at halftime. Let him shoot some free throws.
Some half quarters.
You could do
all
that.
All right, can we move on from this? I'm getting anxiety.
Well, tell us about Day of the Badger. That'll make all of us feel better.
It does.
We love the Badgers. We love UW-Madison. And we love to do good things for our university.
I wonder if I should bet Homer money so I have more money to donate to dayofthebadger.org. What do you think about that?
No, because you lose when you bet Homer. Therefore, you will have less money to donate.
Well, I mean, I'm going to donate the same amount anyways, even if I win or lose.
Exactly. So none of this has anything to do with betting Homer.
Well, no. I'm saying I would take the win from Homer and add it to what I'm already going to give to Day of the Badger.
What are you already
going
to give?
Greg...
You
what are you going to give?
There.
You opened yourself up.
What are you going to give?
Me? I haven't decided yet.
Me either.
A hefty sum.
I mean, it's definitely 3 digits.
Of course it's 3 digits. Bet you bet that on like a 1/4 of a game.
Anyways, starting tomorrow at 10:12 on Wilde and Tausch, you just heard Jason, they are going to kick off Day of the Badger. And then Greg and I are going to be at Union South Tuesday and Wednesday for the April 6th Day of the Badger, ending at 5 o'clock. You can go to dayofthebadger.org. There's going to be double the impact this year with matching gifts, and you can find all of those places where you can give gifts to be matched at dayofthebadger.org. You can make a difference in helping create the University of Wisconsin and being a world-class institution. Greg got his degree there. Believe it or not, I got my degree there.
Yeah.
Jason Wilde got his degree there. Woo-hoo! Mark Tauscher got his degree there. Homer went there for a year. Everyone's going there. Not everyone.
Shout
John.
Out St. Joe's 1968 basketball championship.
Dayofthebadger.org so you can get involved. Honestly, though, I loved my time at the University of Wisconsin, so this is one of my favorite times of the year. These next 2 days when I get to show my Badger pride and talk about the great university that provided me so many opportunities. So many, and look, and we talk about the cancer center that we have there as well, like a world-class cancer center, a world-class university, all right here in the state of Wisconsin. Keep that tradition going. Since 1848, there's going to be 1,848 minutes to give gifts to the University of Wisconsin. Go to dayofthebadger.org so you can get involved.
Devontae Parker of the Dolphins, another wide receiver on the move. He does not come to Green Bay. He goes to New England. We'll talk about that next. Plus, we'll have some Water Zero coming up at some point. Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
And right. Carpenter, I'm never not going to go there.
No, go ahead.
They install carpets.
I'm very happy we went there.
Scalzo and Brust.
Just so we make this abundantly clear, you think a carpenter is a carpeter?
No, and no, I'm moving on from that as the right answer in my head.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Just let me cry a little bit.
About my great friends at Ryan Geist Brewery. They have RG Bev, which is their new hard craft beverages launching, and they are absolutely delicious, just as their beers are. And it's featuring an array of exciting fruit combinations and natural flavors. They have so many years of innovation. They started their brewery based off of science, not off of, you know, hey, I want to brew beer. Science. They make sure that the most amount of oxygen is not in their beers, in their craft beverages, so you have the most delicious taste. They have bubbles and lemonade. Those are their hard craft beverages right now. Their seasonal Zango Crush, the Zango, they have a beer. They also have this hard beverage. It is a must. And if it's a must, you must go to Woodman's Total Wine, Piggly Wiggly, or Pick and Save. Also, Quick Trip, because it's made with national flavors. It's not beer. It's not seltzer. It's not cider. It's hard craft beverage. Yeah, believe that. Hard craft beverage. RG Bevs. Check them out.
Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. The official and unofficial mom of the Scalzo and Brust family. You put together a fantastic care package. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, don't thank me for that.
Yes, thank you for that, for our new one-year-old daughter.
Care package is in the works.
I wasn't expecting it. I'm not saying it's in the works. I just have to say thank
Part
you.
Part one is being wrapped. Part two I have to pick up. It's closed today.
I like how it's being wrapped by somebody else. 262 says, official and official mom here. Ben, I'm so conflicted. I was going to give you a pass because you have no kids, but then I remembered how often you speak about all your nieces and nephews. You should have considered what they would have liked for their birthday. Sorry, Ben, you dropped the ball.
No, but I did the exact same thing for my nephew, Wayne. It was his birthday. He came to the game, and I took a picture with any. I've done that for everybody.
Okay, but, well, just those two. I mean, those are the only kids.
No, my other brother, I had him come to a game, and I did the exact same thing.
Okay, but it's also different because they're your family members, so they're there to see you. They want to see you. It's Uncle Ben at work.
I don't even know Jackson.
Exactly. Hook him up.
I didn't hook up my family, but I got to hook up Jackson.
Well, I mean, your family's birthday wasn't ruined by the fact that the Bucks sat everybody. And then once again, did you tell your nieces and nephews, hey, I gotta go talk to my boss who believes those actions were indefensible?
Indefensible.
I don't know what you, again, Every time we go down this route, I start feeling more and more shame.
Meanwhile, and that's not a feeling we want you to feel because it is so unfamiliar.
It's so unfamiliar.
And also over this weekend, we had some trades go down. Even today, a big trade between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New Orleans Saints.
I missed that one.
That was a swap of picks. The Saints ended up like selling out hard, basically gave up a 1, a 2, and a 3 in order to get a mid-round first pick, the 16th overall pick from the Eagles. They must be angling to move up for a quarterback, but the big one over the weekend I'm talking about, it's not even that big of a trade. It's just another wide receiver that's moved. It's DeVante Parker.
Third rounder.
To New England for a third rounder. New England also got a fifth rounder back from Miami for that, so a pretty cheap price. We saw Bobby Trees, Robert Tonyan get traded for a cheap price earlier this year, so you've started to see.
I'm talking about a Freudian slip there.
Yeah, Robert Tonyan.
Yeah.
Robert Woods.
Bobby Trees, Robert Woods. Thank you.
Now, when I think of Tonyan, I do think like that he might be chopping wood.
It is true.
Because of Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan. There it is. I will get to what I think about the wide receiver movement or lack thereof in Green Bay in a moment, but for now, we welcome in the official clown of the Scalzo and Bruss family via the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. He is Mark in New Berlin. Mark, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss.
Legendary
Mark in New Berlin.
Because anybody other than Devontae, I trade.
Well, Mark, you're an idiot. Mark in New Berlin, you believe that the Packers would have been better off with Jordan Love as their quarterback the last 2 years. In fact, you still believe they're better off with Jordan Love. You wanted them to trade everybody but Devontae and keep Jordan Love. Instead, they kept everybody and traded Devontae Adams. Welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Benny, you did drop the ball. The Scalzo and Bruss family are going to rally around Jackson, and we're going to make this right. You couldn't even get in the hot dog vendor's autograph? I know the peanut vendor's hard, and don't even try the beer vendor. But the hot dog, you couldn't even get in the hot dog vendor in Section 107? What the?
I even had an extra $15 voucher laying around.
What you got to do, Benny, I'll give you advice. You know I'm like the Einstein. Sit him down and give him a Jordan Love jersey and explain to him this is about the future. Would you rather drive a Malibu or would you rather drive a Ferrari? Don't even think about giving him the Aaron Rodgers jersey. God forbid if he plays quarterback. He'll never win any championship. So sit him down, give him a Jordan Love jersey, talk about the future, you know, about driving a Ferrari, about winning championships.
If I gave him a Jordan Love jersey, he might cry.
He might cry. You have to sit him down and explain to him. If you give him Aaron Rodgers' jersey, the poor kid's never going to win any championships. He's always going to fail.
I don't hate the idea of a Jordan Love jersey for Jackson. 800-990-3776. How does Ben Bruss make good to Jackson for ruining his birthday on Friday night? 800-990-3776.
I hate to break it, Jackson.
give us your best ideas. So far, we've got a day out with Pat Connaughton, playoff tickets, a Chris Middleton autograph, a Jordan Love authentic NFL jersey. It's a Jason Wilde suggestion. You know what? It doesn't even need to be your birthday. I'll give you this. Buy more and save more when you just add a patio door with Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. What was that, Ben?
I forgot to press talk back to Josh.
What were you saying?
I said, right? Josh said that's what she said.
Snitch again.
I am a snitch. You know that.
Buy more, save more when you just add
a patio door.
All right, you're going to do this with me now.
Okay.
All right, so right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. When I point at you, you say, just add a patio door.
Okay.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin makes it easy. They have for me. They have for Tausch. They will for you. Seriously, I've never worked with a vendor who has been better at working on my home than Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And now through the end of the month, April 30th, when you buy 3 Pella Windows, you'll save $500 when you just add a patio door.
You're pointing at me too early.
Buy 6. Save $1,000 when you just add a patio door. Buy a dozen Pella Windows and save $2,000 when you
just add...
Say it with me now.
Just add a patio door.
Better still, in addition to the unbeaten variety with a full six lines of windows, traditional to contemporary, wood to vinyl. Ooh, that impervious fiberglass. You can't break it. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has financing to fit any budget. Buy more. Save more.
When just add a patio door.
But only through April 30th. Set your free consultation today. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. When you just add a patio door. Finally, we figure it out.
I don't mean to be rude, but Jesse Nelson was better at the just add a patio door bit than you, Ben.
I haven't had a good day today, Josh.
He hasn't. Also bad. Like, you weren't a theater guy. I could tell you're bad at taking cues in that spot.
Well, you said do it when I point at you.
And then you said...
But you never said just add a. I thought you just wanted me to do patio door.
I literally said verbatim, say just add a patio door.
We got it on the tape.
800-990-3776. We'll keep talking with you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. Plus, I'll tell you what I make of the Devontae Parker trade that didn't happen with Green Bay. I've wanted to talk about this the whole damn show, and we've got 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. But I'm glad we got in the 1968 grade school basketball championship from South Bend, Indiana. Next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
It contains bourbon, I think simple syrup, some mint that's muddled in there, and there might be something I'm forgetting. Am I forgetting anything, Josh?
I think that's just it. I think it's just the mint is just muddled. It's very...
Maybe I've seen this drink. I feel like we're missing basil.
No, that's
mint, Ben. That's the mint you see in there. That's the leaf. From a plant.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just realized that mint isn't just a gum flavor.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
All right, you're going to do this with me now.
Okay.
All right, so right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. When I point at you, you say just add a patio door.
Dang it, he was right.
Ben Bross, once again, lion snaking his way. Trying to.
Lion snaking? No, I just thought you didn't tell me to say just add. I thought you just wanted me to say patio door.
But I very clearly and expressly told you that I said that.
Again, this is on
me.
Patio door.
No, when I point at you, you say just add a patio door. And then you tried to blame me for not giving you proper instructions.
I did.
Much as you blamed Jackson, the 13-year-old whose birthday you ruined on Friday night, 800-990-3776. Let's go to the First Midwest Bank talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Tyler, formerly from Maguanago. Tyler, where are you now?
Moved out to East Troy. We're... Baby number two is on the way. We need a bigger house.
Hey, mazel tov.
Congrats.
What are you doing the weekend of August 13th and 14th?
Oh, God, hopefully not working.
Any chance I can crash at your place?
What's going on?
Absolutely. Scalzo's always welcome. Ben Bruss, I got a little tent I can pitch you in the yard.
Perfect. I appreciate that, Tyler, from Maguanago. Formerly of Maguanago, now of East Troy. Oh, I got a concert out at Alpine Valley there in East Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Hotels are tough there. What's up, Tyler? What do you got for us?
Make it up to the kid. You got to let him... Ben, he gets one stiff Rochambeau kick right to the nads.
I like that.
No, the family jewels? No, that ain't happening.
To the shin?
Oh, to the shin?
Something. Let him salt you.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, come on, just one.
I brought the kid to
He's
the
only
booth.
13.
You did nothing. You blew him off. You treated him like he was nobody on his birthday and then went to hang out with the boss who clearly would have had you preferred you hanging out with the family.
I'm going to do some self-reflection tonight.
Soul searching tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You got On the Tee from Fairways of Woodside up next in Milwaukee. In Madison, you get Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania with Alex Strofe and Dennis Semrau.